Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, yeah, I got to go on the air. Let me talk to you later. All right. Yeah, I got to go on the air, bro. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come before you on today once again to continue bringing forth the Word of God out of the King James Version of the Word of God, whom we truly believe, trust in the Word of God that is truly inspired by the Spirit of God, by God, and is of God. As John, the first chapter is John, says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh to send down to dwell among us, but we did not comprehend that in the name of Jesus. And as we come to know that that Word that was made flesh is that of Jesus Christ, who is God, in the name of Jesus, in the flesh. For we know in 1 John that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, in the name of Jesus. As we have that opportunity, praise God, for the Holy Spirit, as Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says, that I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears and invites me in, I will come in and sup with you and you with me. It's that of the Holy Spirit that we receive. The Bible says in Acts 2 and 38 that we are to repent of our sins, confess of our sins, be baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. These are scriptures of the Word of God in which we are reading on today. Yet we recognize that God's Word is truth. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, according to the Word of God. King James Version, which is what we follow, in Jesus' name. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Before I go any further, I first and foremost want to give all honor and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to God, who is above all and is in all. And I give him honor and praise on today above all things. But what's so awesome and important is that I, too, give my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, also that honor and praise, for the Word of God says that men ought to love their wives as Christ loved the church and died for the church. And I love my wife, and I would die for my wife, recognizing so long as I continue to follow the ways of the Lord. For I am a man of God, acknowledging that I am to love my wife as Christ loved the church. So praise God, as we come before you on today, we continue reading the Word of God effectively and with truth. For God's Word is true. In Jesus' name. I want to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, whatever social media that you may hear through word of mouth. God's Word is real. And we bring that Word of God, which is God's unadulterated Word. Praise God. We come forth on today with the book of 2 Kings. We are going to continue reading 2 Kings. We're starting chapter 1 in the name of Jesus. We thank God for his word. And we also want to open up the mic after the reading to render an opportunity for us to come forth and bring prayer to whoever may be asked for that. If it's about finances, if it's about sorrow, it's about where you may have sinned. If it's about your faith that needs stirring up, we're coming forth to give prayer to you on this evening. This is our prayer time that we will pray for you at the end of our reading on today. Once again, we want to say hello to Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. Praise God. God bless you. We also would like to acknowledge
Bishop Joel Javis Trout out of Los Angeles, California, as well as ministries in Georgia. God bless him. We acknowledge, praise God, Eddie Shaw in Chicago, out of Chicago. Julian out of Carbondale, Illinois. God bless you. We thank God for those listening in Jamaica. Hallelujah. And God bless you. Those that are listening in Canada. Praise God. We have people that listen all over the world. And we thank God for you when you tune in our archives and you listen to us live. Praise God. We thank God for you, each and every one of you. And even as we come forth on today, though we do not come forth acknowledging finances or anything along those lines, but we ask, if you desire to sow a seed and like to support our ministry of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, we do have a PayPal, an app under SeanDavid1968@yahoo.com. We do thank for anyone who brings forth a donation towards our ministry. We take the finances to help us to continue with the Blog Talk ministry that we come forth Monday through Friday with the readings, and then on Monday evenings, Minister Andrew also brings forth a word of God and word of encouragement. On Sundays, we do come forth at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time with a word of encouragement out of the word of God, with the anointing that God allows us to preach, teach, and bring forth the word in Jesus' name. We also have Lady Diane Shaw, when she's able, comes forth with words of encouragement towards women in ministry and people are suffering out there in society today. Praise God. We looking forth to bringing forth prayer in ministry. As you come forth with David and Diane Ministry and Friends, God bless each and every one of you. If you choose to call in, the number is 516-387-1255. Amen. And you can hit the button and be brought into queue in the name of Jesus if you desire for prayer or spiritual acknowledgement in the name of Jesus. Once again, God bless each and every one of you. And as we come forth with the word of God, let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your mighty name. Oh God, oh God, oh God. He who sits high and looks low, the God of a second chance, the God of healing, the God of deliverance, the God of forgiveness, Lord, we come before you on this evening, once again, just to say first, thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you, God, for all of what you've done. And thank you, God, for being God all by yourself and being the God of a second chance. Lord, we give you praise on this evening as we pray for all those listening near and far, those listening in California, those listening in Nebraska, those listening in Hawaii, in Jamaica, those that are in Mexico. Praise God. We give God praise as we pray for all those desiring healing from any sickness or disease, a financial blessing, a ways of doors opening up and windows opening up that no man can ever close. God, we come forth to you today, rendering unto you forgiveness of our sins, cleansing us of our unrighteousness, healing us with your spirit, giving us the strength to continue to speak to our hearts, our minds, and our souls to bless our families. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Once again, we ask that you spread the word as we come forth to continue reading the word of God. Spread the word. Spread the word as we continue reading from Genesis to Revelations. Currently, we are in 2 Kings, the book of 2 Kings. Commonly called the fourth book of the Kings. But we thank God for being able to be committed and reading the word of God Monday through Friday. And we come with this anointing of the Spirit of God. So check it out. Spread the word. God's anointing is moving and alive. Let us read in Jesus' name. Book of the Kings, second book of Kings, chapter 1. Then Moab, have we bowed against Israel after the death of Ahab? Ahaziah fell down through the latest in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angels of the Lord said to Elijah, the Tishbite, all right, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and say unto them, is it not because there is not a god in Israel that ye go to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not come down from the bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers returned back unto him, he said unto them, why are ye now turned back? And they said unto him, there come a man up to meet us, and said unto us, go, turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, is it not because there is not a God of Israel, that thou sinnest to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? For thou shalt not come down from the bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And he said unto them, what manner of man was he which come up to me to you and told you these words? And they answered him, he said, a hairy man, and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. And the king sent unto him a captain of 50. And he went up to him. And behold, he sat on the top of a hill. And he spake unto him, and thou man of God, the king has said, come down. And Elijah answered and said unto the captain of 50, if I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him in his 50. Again also he sent up him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus hath a king said, come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto him, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the 30, of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. Behold, there came fire down from heaven and burnt up the two captains for the former 50s with their 50s
Therefore, let my light now be precious in thy sight. And the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, go down with him. Be not afraid of him. And he arose, and he went down with him unto the king. And he said unto him, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, it is not because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word. Therefore thou shalt not come down off the bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. So he died according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah had spoken. Jerem reigned in his stead in the second year of Jerem, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahijah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? Chapter 2. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into the hillmen by the whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me with Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the son of the prophets that were with Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, now if thou, the Lord, will take away the master from thy head today. And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away my master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry land. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me with an I am taken from thee, I shall be so unto thee. If not, I shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there prepared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them with both asunder. And Elijah went up by the whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him now no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah and fell from him. And he went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he saw the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view the Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah both rest on Elisha. Came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said unto him, behold now, thou be with their servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master, lest peradventure the spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, ye shall not sin. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, sin. They sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. And when they came again to him, but he tarried at Jericho, and he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new purse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he said, and he went forth unto the spring of the water and cast the salt in there and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed those waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day according to the saying of Elisha, which he spoke. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head. And look on them and curse them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the world and tore 40 and 2 children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he turned to Samaria. Now Jeroboam, the son
of Ahab began reigning over Israel in Samaria. Amen. Chapter 3, 2 Kings. Now Jeroboam, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria. The 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. And he dealt evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and like his mother. For he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And Mesa, king of Moab, was the sheepmaster and renderer unto the king of Israel, 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with the wool. But it came to pass when Ahab was dead that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. The king of Jerem went out of Samaria. The same time the number all Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, the king of Moab has rebelled against me. Wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle? And he said, I will go up. I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses. And he said, which way shall we go up? And he answered, the way through the wilderness of Edom. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey. And there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, alas, that the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat, is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the kings of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee, nor see thee. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. And this is but the light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And he shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree and stop all wells of water and mar every good piece of land with stones. It came to pass in the morning that the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that they're able to put on armor and upward and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and sunshine upon the water, and the Moabites saw the waters on the other side of the Red as blood. And they said, this is blood. The king is surely slain, and they have smitten one another. Now therefore, Moab to the spoil. And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up to smite the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward, smiting the Moabites, even in their country. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of water, and fell at the good trees. Only the Kirhishah left, they had stones thereof, albeit the slingers went about it and smote it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men and drew swords and break through even unto the king of Edom. But they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land. Chapter 4, praise God. We're going to end after reading 2 Kings chapter 3. We're going to open up the mics after this song, render an opportunity for anyone that desires in prayer. We're going to open up the mic after this song. But once again, I almost let go. But God is still there to save me.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
My brothers have
Can I get a witness in here?
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I was right at the edge of the breakthrough, but couldn't see.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today.
Wouldn't let go. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord God kept me, and I would not let go. Praise God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and we truly are thankful and blessed to have you with us on today as we continue bringing the Word of God, reading the Word of God, and standing on God's unchangeable Word. We do have a caller, praise God, with call. I do have the mic opened up. If you want to comment, go right ahead. Praise God.
Hello, hello.
Yes, praise God.
Hello.
Mic's open.
Hey, thanks, Pastor Shaw, for bringing the word today. Really appreciate it. I do have a couple prayer requests. If you could pray for my mom, who's currently in the hospital right now, battling a surgery she just had. She dislocated her leg from, she has a hip replacement, and her bone of her leg disconnected from the hip. So I ask if you can raise her up in prayer, and just raise me and my wife up in prayer too, as we're going through some stuff here at the house, and those prayer requests, and thanks for bringing the word, the Bible reading every day as promised, as we do here. I'll hopefully be back on schedule for my show on Monday of next week. And thanks again.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We'll go to God in prayer for your prayer request. Would there be anyone else that would like? The mics are open. The mics are open. Okay, you can just press that asterisk, I believe, the star button, and you can just come on in. I see many on the mic right now.
Yeah, you just got to press one, the number one button.
Praise God. Just hit one, and you can come right on in. Amen. Anyway, we'll learn to do this next time, but we're not going to hold you up much. But let us go to God in prayer once again in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. Lord, as we come before you on this day, once again, the day in which you have made, we come, Father God, understanding, recognizing, and believing, and knowing that you have all power, both in heaven, on earth, and all around. We know that, Father God, everything that we have that goes exists because of you, being that it's for you, for we were created in your image, after your likeness, and the life was breathed into our bodies and through your spirit. It is in that, as we come as believers on today, Lord God, that we stand believing, as you acknowledge, praise God, that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and by his stripes we profess healing upon Minister Andrew's mother, in the name of Jesus. Miss Orlander, we pray in the name of Jesus for healing to come upon her, that even as we speak right now, Lord God,
trusting that, Lord God, our faith is in you, recognizing as we stand on your word that, God, you would heal, you would deliver. For you said in your word, Father God, that in the name of Jesus, that we confess our sins, and if we trust in you, you let us know that you will show up and you will provide, and you will heal the land.
You said,
Lord God, if he is to be lifted up, that you will draw all men unto him. Oh, God, we lift up your name right now in Jesus' name. Believe in you, God, that you will heal his mother, Father God. Father God, he's made commitment and dedication unto you, Lord God. You know his heart, Lord God. And as he comes standing in agreement, you said in your word, if any two people come together, pray, believe and receive and agree, then we pray and ask those things. You said you would do it. And so we stand in agreement right now, dear God, in Jesus' name. And Matthew 6:19-34, that we are not going to worry, Father God, about tomorrow, but take heed of the things that are the things for the day, trust in you, God. We pray for healing upon my brother. Help him in his family, Lord God, and his wife. In the name of Jesus, the relationship, the communication, Lord God, the understanding that they have to come together one to another, Lord God, emotionally, mentally, physically, in Jesus' name. Open up windows for them, Lord God, and help them with their finances, Lord God. Come together, Lord God, with the blessing on finances. Lord God, you acknowledge in your word in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, he does his 10%. He does his commitment. You said, Lord God, that he's not going to be without if he is to lift you up first. And so as he continues, Father God, to lift you up, bless his family, bless his wife, bless his daughter in Jesus' name. Heal his family. Bring protection from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord God, we give you praise for on today, giving you thanksgiving for what you've already done and even for what's happening on today. Lord God, we thank you for the dedication. We thank you for the situation that come upon us, letting us know that the devil has no victory. For as we seek you first, God, you said you draw all things onto us. So we don't worry, but we recognize you in Jesus' name. And as we give you praise, hallelujah, and glory to your name, we thank you in Jesus' name. Pray for my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, as well, Lord God. Bless her going, bless her coming. Heal her body, bless her family as we continue to move forward in our love. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor Shaw.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. That's how we do it here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And I do definitely thank you, Minister Andrew, for continuing with your commitment and what it is that you're doing. You know, we do have people on the air. We do have people here listening. And although they may not comment, we do ask that they continue to tune in so that they as well will be blessed. It's not me. It's not me. It's just the commitment of the Spirit of God that's within me. Recognize that God is real, and he's in each and every one of your lives. God bless you, my brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you as well. We're going to come back on tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Once again, we're going to continue to bring the Word of God on Sunday. Praise God. And then we're even going to work on a little bit more going on during the week with Minister Andrew and Lady Diane Shaw. And we're going to bring in even a guest. Amen. So stay tuned. We got a lot in store. But remember, we love you with the love of God, and that no weapon formed you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you shall be silent. God bless you.
No weapon.